You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am good. I'm well.
I've just been enjoying your Halloween costumes. Very good.
Important stuff.
Very impressive. How would you describe it on the radio?
I feel like if we were going to go niche, I would say we were patients at Aesthetica, where we'd had our surgeries and then we were relaxing.
Nice. Yeah, but I like the luxury pyjama set that you had going. Very good.
I mean, it was a good excuse to buy new pyjamas.
Yeah. I quite like a costume that's also practical. You're like, and I will use this again.
Exactly.
Yes.
I already had those pyjamas open on my phone for luxurious home purposes.
Now you're like, and now I can justify it for a good laugh.
Exactly.
We're not just here to talk about Halloween costumes. We're here to talk about Kai. What is in season at the moment? It's spring. It's muggy. It's sort of kind of gross out there.
Yeah, I don't know what this weather's up to, but
going into the supermarket is an increasingly depressing experience about how expensive everything is.
Yeah, I did have almost a panic attack in Countdown the other day, and I feel as though I was not alone.
Yeah, everyone in the aisle is just, you can feel the stress vibes.
The fresh produce is a tense place.
I will say, I really hate to buy my fruit and veg at the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would rather buy it anywhere else.
The dairy.
But yeah, the dairy.
That's great. You know, when you buy veg at the dairy, you know that someone directly is getting paid for it, which is
true.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm a big fan of markets.
Yes.
If you are a student or someone who is not, you know, traditionally full-time employed, as I sadly am, Tuesdays and Fridays, Wesley Market
in the
Sandringham Ross School area, the Wesley Community Centre, it's so good.
It is a good one. I have not been there for a long time.
Oh, it's the best. I dream of it.
Avondale Market's my go-to.
Avondale Market is actually the best. But almost, to be honest, Avondale's so big that it's like, you've got to put your game face on.
You actually do have to have a game plan when you go into Avondale Market. You need to know exactly what you need and also be ready to change that depending on who's got the deals.
100%. Yeah. And I personally can't not go down every aisle.
Yeah, same. I'm like, what if the tomatoes are cheaper over there though?
Exactly. Even if I'm like laden and I can barely carry my bags, I'm like, we want to do the last one.
And you're hunter-gatherer mindset.
Exactly. And then I can't fit it all in the fridge and it's like...
The good thing about going to the markets as well, not to sound like my mother, is that you take your cash and then you spend your cash and then you're done.
You've got cash is free money, so that's good.
But also, it is also like a self-imposed budget because there is nowhere to get cash out there. So
isn't it gushing,
you just have to...
When you get to like the end and there's this really like mad deal on something exciting and you're like, I've only got 40 cents.
That's when you pay them in song and dance. Don't do that.
Does that work for you?
They send you away. So it is sort of market season is starting to feel a little bit more approachable though, because it's not absolutely pissing down necessarily every weekend.
Yeah. Although, hot tip, it is quieter if it's raining.
It's true. Yeah, just put your wellies on and you'll be sweet.
Yeah.
What are you cooking at the moment though? Because I do think we're kind of in between the comforting wintry Kai and the like, oh, so abundant and fresh summer Kai.
Yeah.
We're in the mid zone at the moment.
We are, and I find this as a really rampant fruit eater. I find this season stressful because fruit is like, there's just not really much
there. We're talking off air about the banana disease.
Oh, the banana disease that's really messing with my like backup fruit, which is always a banana. There is a disease in the Cavendish banana strain, so we might be seeing less bananas and higher priced bananas.
Oh no. So watch out. Your new favorite fruit. What is your go-to at the moment?
My fruit-wise, it's hard. I'm really hoeing into the frozen berries at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been finding some rhubarb, and rhubarb I don't think actually is a fruit, but I like to treat it as a fruit.
Totally. It can be sweet.
Exactly. Yeah. So like a stewed rhubarb, really nice with like a bit of orange juice. If you want to go quite sweet, which you kind of need to a little bit with the rhubarb because it's quite like astringent, bit of honey. And then you can, you know, just chuck it in the fridge and have that on your porridge, on your yogurt for the next few days.
Lasts a long time.
Exactly.
Tastes good.
Exactly.
Dinner-wise, we're in the sort of like burnout season in our flat where it's a lot of nachos and a lot of like things with beans that you can make quickly in one pot and then chuck some misc salad with, and you're like, health, it's great.
I love that, and I also think that's a great season for it because it's avo season.
It is avo season,
This is cheapest time of year for avos.
Okay, what is your your sort of guacamole situation?
Oh, okay. This is very controversial. I know there was when the new iteration, I'm showing my age, the new iteration of Queer Eye dropped, I remember Anthony made guacamole and it was like the internet was in uproar because he put...
What did he do?
I think he put yogurt in it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right?
I'm not a yogurt person. I had a flatmate who put sour cream in the guacamole as well.
In the bin.
It tasted good, but it just felt a bit wrong. You know?
I get it. If I have sort of shitty avocados, I might chuck a little bit of yogurt in to like cream it up.
Yeah.
But if I've got beautiful avocados,
you
like
don't need to.
At this time of year, you don't. I love to go a lot of onion. I like a red onion, finely chopped, and I like to go quite hard on it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do good amount of salt. If I'm feeling up to it, I will grate like a bit of fresh garlic, but sometimes sometimes it's just like you gotta peel the garlic and
garlic is such an admin thing to cook with, but it's the best.
I invested the other day actually, and I bought one of those big bags from the Chinese grocer of peeled garlic, and I blitzed it all in my food processor and froze it.
Oh, you're so good. Wow.
And it's already, I've used like 5 cubes, so it has upped my garlic intake, but god damn, it's like, it's such an investment in future you.
You only smell like garlic for one day.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's worth it.
So you're doing lots of red onion.
Yeah.
But how many avocados?
Okay, so let's say we're doing 2 avos, which is like, I think doing less than 2 is insane.
Yes. You need 2 big avos.
Exactly. Yep. So 2 avos, I'm doing about like half a red onion, which I would say my partner is like, please stop with the onion, but I'm cooking, so
too bad.
And then I'll do garlic, I'll do salt, I'll do lime juice. I am not above using like a bottled lime juice. Limes are
expensive.
Like, I'm not a millionaire.
The problem is limes are never in season at the right time for this type of cooking. So you use what's there. Yeah.
And then crucial is coriander.
Yes.
Chili, I can take it or leave it, depending on who I'm feeding. Yep. But I do quite like putting a little bit of heat in there.
Fresh?
Fresh, like, fresh is, again,
not necessary.
It's not necessary. I reckon you're all good with your dried. And also fresh means you've got to buy your fresh chilies. And if you're, I hate this about myself. I'm not a huge spicy person. So I don't usually have fresh chili hanging out at home. But if I've been attempting to, I'm always attempting to overcome my basic level of spice ability.
So Challenge yourself.
If I've been trying, then I have fresh chilies. I will. I'll chuck them in.
Nice. Yum. Okay. That's a good basic recipe for a guacamole. Mm. I like to let the onion sit in the lime just for a little bit before it goes in. Otherwise, you do sometimes get a bit too much onion.
Just to calm it down.
Yeah. Just take a little bit of that acid out of it. We've got good suggestions coming in for other ways to sweeten rhubarb. People are into this morning. Someone says, chop a few dates and cook them with your rhubarb to sweeten it.
I feel like I embarrassingly talk about dates almost every time I come on the show.
Your signature food.
I just love them. Yep. So I'm right, yes, that person is 100%. And you can use the cheap, you know, the ones that are like $3 a bag from the supermarket because they're going to plump up in the juice.
Yeah, someone was also just texted in about chopping your garlic and putting it in the lemon as well, much like the onion situation, and that you can also do that in hummus making as well.
Yeah,
because
just temper it a little.
Yeah, takes a little bit of the, kind of gives it a little bit less spice is not the right word.
Intensity?
Yeah, we'll go with intensity. Someone says all that matters right now is the asparagus height, which is good.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm a huge asparagus person. I go hard this time of year. I do think it's all about skinny asparagus.
Skinny and long.
Skinny and long.
Yeah, yummy asparagus. And purple as well. I went into Farro the other day. I always feel so bougie when I go into Farro. And it's like, oh, so much purple asparagus. Same price as normal asparagus.
Was
so,
the same price?
Yeah.
Oh, mate,
I had to.
I went in the other day and it was double, but I don't have to go back.
Yeah. Well, it was very good. Someone says jalapenos in your guac is very good. Or Tabasco.
Gorgeous.
Or Kaitaia Fire.
Oh.
Which is the top tier of the...
I like that. Keep it local
the,
too.
Yeah, of the nice spicy sauces.
I'm a fan of a capsicum, but you do have to take out a small personal loan to get one.
Yes, you do. They are so expensive at the moment. At all times, actually. These are good. Keep them coming. 5395. What are you eating at the moment in this weird mid-season that we're in? Particularly avocado-based, Kai. Keen to hear about it.
But also true that you pointed out you're putting like dumping salad greens on top of all your dinners,
because
this is the time.
Yeah,
this is when your lettuce, your greens, all of those things are at their cheapest. And I, in all honesty, hand on heart, I love a salad.
I do. Yep.
Love a salad. And I, look, I don't mean to brag, but to brag, I make a mean salad.
This is the season for it. Like, it really is.
I'm having people over for dinner and they're like, what did you do to this bowl of just lettuce? And the secret is that actually you have to make a dressing.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm too lazy. I'm just like, right, there's salad there. There's some lemon on it.
Do you know what?
The rest is fine.
Balsamic.
Oh, I
love that.
You know what? Some nice little leaves dressed with a bit of lemon or a bit of balsamic is...
Chef's kiss.
You're fine with that. But a dressing. A well-made, well-balanced dressing.
We'll take you far. Thank you, Lucinda, for bringing us some spring-based kai this morning. We will see you next week. Take care until then.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.